Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome. I'm so excited that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim, and I welcome all of you. I'm here with my husband, Lou.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
We're like getting really close to our daughter's wedding, huh?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why are we here? Wait, what, you know?
Exactly. I have a list of things to do a mile long.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So anyways, we've got Tom Spence in our studio and joining us today. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's good over here, Kim.
Very good. And I just want to remind you that all my new friends that have checked out Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and became a friend, share us with all of you out there. And I want to remind you that I do have two shows, one right now, 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3, and that is here on the Kim Pagano Show, and you can listen to all my past shows on KimPaganoShow.com, and also it gets downloaded on iTunes. So I would love that if you're walking out and you want to hear our show. Today we've got a really great show. We're going to talk about powered couples, and we're going to talk about movers and shakers, and somehow we kind of fall into that category, don't we, honey? We're going 100 miles an hour, but I'm really excited. We've got Jason and Jody Womack of OHI here. Welcome, guys.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. And Jody and I, actually, we did Women Today a couple of years ago. We kind of touched base there. And I already knew. I was like, okay, that lady, I got to get her in. And we got to get together. I mean, we're all going in that same direction.
That's right.
And I love it. So a little bit about Jason and Jody. They are from OHI. Together, they own two businesses, travel internationally to meet their clients, and have had successful 21-year-long relationship. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's a long time. We actually passed you, but that's a long time. That's good. I want to find out more about that. And they're here to share some of their secrets they've discovered to having fun, making a difference, and paying their mortgage. I like that, right? You know, I mean, we got to pay our bills. So anyways, and again, their company is the Womack Company. And Jason's got a great book here. Your best just got better. Work smarter, think bigger, and make more. I love it. That's just a simple topic, and it's, you know, right there. So I'm excited to hear a lot about that. Remember, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out our phone number here, 650-1590. We always have giveaways, and we've actually got some things to give you away that Jason and Jody brought with us. So some of their books and, you know, tapes, you know, and also, of course, I've got movie tickets, a couple gift certificates. We got Red Lobster. We've got Good Morning Cafe in Camarillo. And it's a great breakfast there. And we've got movie tickets to Roxy Stadium. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Also, we're going to be having Karen Carrie Moore, and she is a spiritual medium, and she's got something going on in Moore Park. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that, but most of our show is going to be about powered couples and movers and shakers. So welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Jody, why don't you start?
Thanks. I started the Women's Business Social about 4.5 years ago because I wanted to hang out with fabulous, outrageous, outgoing women. And, you know, that's really been my introduction to business, the business community in Ventura County, and seeing who's doing what and how. And I help women grow their businesses through growing their network. And
now, isn't it amazing when you meet, you know, it's interesting because every time I have a guest on, I always go, who's your friends? Because you know that really inspirational people hang out with really positive, inspirational people.
That's right.
Yeah.
And doing it in person and online. You know, now it's so simple to connect to people that are doing amazing things all over the world.
There you go. Jason, I know you want to say something.
And I know Jody, you know, she'll share that she wanted to start hanging out with these women who were doing amazing things. For me, it was listening to you not really complaining, but observing who wasn't doing things. You know, thinking about the topic of today, power couples, the word power means the ability to do or the ability to act. And what I heard you talking about way back when was someone should do something. Someone should do something about the failing economy. Someone should do something about job loss. And so that first Women's Business Social really was you doing something.
Ah, I like that. So what did you do to make a difference?
I put together a cocktail party.
Oh, I like cocktail parties. Okay. And now, is that out in Ohio? Is that the No More Nylons?
No More Nylons.
Okay. And how'd you get that name, first of all?
You know, it just summed up my whole experience. Nylons are symbolic, and I wanted to get out of the work I had to do and into the work I love.
What did you do before?
Well, before that, Jason and I launched our own company about 7 years ago, and that's a training company and executive coaching firm, and that's where we get to travel around the country. And, you know, we've been to Europe and South America and all over getting to help people with their productivity and leaderships inside corporations.
So what does that look like? I mean, when you are in a meeting and you guys, they hired you to help them, take us through some of those steps.
Generally, someone has either just been funded, their company just got an infusion of cash, and now they're going to start to bring in new employees, or on the leadership side, an executive just got a promotion, and now she or he is going to be dealing with new levels of complexity, new product launches, new staffing issues. And we get to work with them on these different areas, the psychology of performance and productivity, as well as organizing themselves to be engaged.
So you guys hold a lot of keys. I'm really excited to hear about all these things that we're going to be talking about. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with my husband, Lou, Tom Spence, and Jody and Jason Womack. And we're talking about powered couples. We're talking about moving and shaking. And you know, when I hear that, I think of, how do we, you know, my husband and I, we've got a couple businesses, actually more than a couple businesses, right? We've got 4 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, do you guys have children?
No.
Okay, so see, we took a whole different road than you guys did. And let me tell you, when you keep all those balls going, you know, in the middle of 4 kids, which I feel so blessed that we have 4, but when they were little, it was little problems. When they're big, it gets bigger problems, you know? But, you know, I think the biggest thing that I kind of see so far from us is the passionate of really just that drive.
Yeah. And what we really enjoy being together. So having companies together just makes sense because then we get to travel. We include all these things that we really enjoy as a quality of life.
And I think that that's so important. I mean, that's kind of, you know, we have our construction company in which we started, what, 27 years, 30 years?
30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years ago. And you know, I ended up working in the business and stop just looking at her. He can't keep his eyes off of her. I love that. But anyways, and you know, and so we work together really well, too. Now, who is the leader? Do you think there's a leader in both of you? Or do you lead each other? Is there like I call this a seesaw, you know, when I'm up and or, you know, or when he's up, he helps me get back up there. I mean, do you think that's how we are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think we have different roles and different strengths. So that's one thing. We joke that we'll always make sure to go on vacation and have toilet paper in the house. So, you know, one person, Jason's definitely the visionary. He can think 3 to 5 to 10 years out and what we need to start doing now to make sure those kinds of things happen. You know, like make sure we have these fabulous vacations or, you know, destinations and big visions in our life, and I'll make sure that all the little details and the day-to-days.
I think that's a woman thing, don't you?
It's a skill set. Yeah. I don't know, but you just got to embrace it. And not for us, it's not about changing the other person to make them more like us. We know we do better because both aspects are handled.
Yeah,
I think we have an added opportunity in that we both understand the psyche behind engagement. And, you know, one of the questions that we forwarded to you, Kim, was, you know, are you ever not working? And
great question, too.
It's a fascinating one, especially for couples who work together, for partners who are working together, for those of you who are thinking of launching something with a friend. You know, I do a lot of work with entrepreneurs in San Francisco and New York. And, you know, there's the college buddies and they want to launch that new business. And this question about, well, when do you get away from And I think what Jody and I, you and I got away from is we don't complain about our work anymore. We talk about it, but it's ours. It's we're talking about what's ours.
And it's probably a lot like being a parent. You're always a parent. You always have kids somewhere on your mind. No matter what you're doing, where you're going, you know that that's something that you need to incorporate into your life. And having businesses together as a couple is that same way too, where we can be out at dinner, we can be in a beach in Hawaii. But then, you know, one time we were sitting on a beach in Mexico, and I said, you know what we could do? And we just launched this whole idea about a resource center and virtual and online. And, you know, it was just, we were in this creative space. We were relaxed. We were having a good time. There was probably margaritas involved. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's something that we love including in our life, just like you guys would love including your kids in your life.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, do you think we're a little bit different? Because I'm like one of those really organized, always making a list. My husband doesn't keep anything on. Well, you're starting to probably more because we got.
Well, I used to be able to keep it in my brain, but as I get older, I don't have all that in there anymore. So, you know, yeah. My files are closed.
Yeah. I always say we need to delete some files, you know. But he'll be like, not right now. Not right now. You know, and I'm like jumping at the, you know, because that's, I'm like 24/7. So there is a time where you need to kind of shut off. And do you guys ever shut off?
Yeah. One thing that we have is the ability to, you know, design our organization in that if we're on taking a walk with the dog or at a nice dinner or something, that is not the time where we ask each other questions or remind one another about dry cleaning or, hey, did you send that contract out or did you finish up the paperwork for this?
Jody calls those no pop quizzes. So I don't get to spring on her, hey, did we sign the contract with the Wilson Group while we're out in the woods on a walk? Mm-hmm. And so I think that placing those questions is appropriate, but it requires that there's some, from my perspective, it requires that there's some thought behind that. So I can do that forecasting out and know 30, 60, 90 days in advance, what are the kinds of things that our business and our life are going to need? And then how do we place, or how do I place those questions appropriately?
So I think Jason's probably me and you're probably more Lou. Okay. I'm looking at how it works. So you're pretty like, you could pretty much work 24/7, right? Because that's the way your brain works, even though you love to enjoy life, correct? But I could tell.
Well, I think it really goes back to how one defines work.
So, yes, you're so, loving what you do.
You know, for me, racing a triathlon or working on a recipe book for my mom is as much work as designing the next corporate rollout. So could I be working 24/7? I don't know what the option would be.
I love it.
And I think people say that about Jason all the time is that, you know, is he ever not working or does he ever do nothing? It's like, well, us doing nothing just looks a little different than most people, I think.
Great point.
Exactly.
Great point. Gosh, I love it. If anybody wants to join us, and this kind of sounds like you out there, or you just have a question, give us a call here at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. In fact, we're going to take a really quick break. And you know what? Do we want to give something away? Let's give some movie tickets away. Let's give two general admissions to Roxy Stadium 11 Theater in Camarillo. And again, 650-1590. We'll take caller number 5. And we'll be right back. We're talking about powered couples. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we've got Jody and Jason Womack joining us.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something. I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those calls. I love it. The next thing that we're going to be giving away is actually Jason Womack, his video, and Making Things Possible, 15 Tips for Time Management. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys do now. I mean, you know, we've kind of established that definitely power couple, okay? But you do enjoy life, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, the old saying is, when you do what you love doing, it's not work. I mean, that's really, I love having my radio show. You know, I just, you know, even we used to have fun even reconciling, okay? You know, it's just one of those things that...
That was fun.
I thought it was
You're
fun.
Looking for the penny. I'm saying, screw looking an hour for the penny. Just write it off.
I know, and I'm like, it's like a game, you know? That's how I look at life, though. I mean, and that's, to me, what it's all about. So, Jason, let's start off with you. Is what is it that you do, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I think there's also the part about how Jody and I do that together. So backing up just a little bit, we actually met in college.
Okay.
And our initial, I don't even know if there were dates, but our initial time together was actually spent looking over each other's paperwork.
So you guys were kind of helping each other, mentoring and overseeing each other?
Yeah, they were definitely not dates.
Oh, okay.
A boy can dream. So I was a history major. Jody was studying sustainable architectural design. And we realized that we could look at each other's research. So I would be writing a paper. Jody was writing her thesis. We would actually start exchanging the current writing that we were each doing. And I mean, she would give me back a paper that had more red ink than black printer cartridge, whatever it was. And so all of a sudden we realized, wow, we have this ability to look at what each other does. There's the person, but then there was what she was doing that I felt like I could add to. And I've kept that theme over time. So I work with people who are doing, and then I can separate out what is the way that they are working that is getting in the way of how they are being. And that, to me, is a fascinating chess game. So as an executive coach, I get to work with people for 2 days to 6 months at a time. And
wow, I love that. So you're saying is sometimes I believe this too, is we get in the way of ourselves. And so you are overcorrecting yourself is what I hear. Is that correct, Jason?
Well, I think what he means is that we were able to edit, we were able to critique the work and not the person. You know, and so we didn't take things personally because we were just, you know, giving feedback about the content itself and not the person and the the way they were.
Yeah, he wasn't putting you down. Exactly. He was enhancing who you were.
Yeah.
And so therefore it was a win-win.
You know, I'm going to jump in. It wasn't enhancing who she was as much as making what she was doing better.
Oh, I like that.
And there's a slight distinction.
Yeah, no, but, I agree.
You know, when I get called to New York, I'll be in New York next week working with a brand new managing director. She's 6 months in her role. She's 20 years in that bank. But now she's responsible for 14 people. Four of them are in Zurich. There's a couple in Singapore, and the rest of her team's in New York. She's got a kid. She's got a baby, and she's got a toddler. She's got a husband. So I start to build this profile of who she is looking at what she does. You mentioned something a moment ago, Kim, that I like to take a look at what people do to get their jobs done. And we were talking about it just on the break. You know, do you make lists? Do you remember things? Do you email yourself? Do you text message to yourself? There's the way we get our work done. And I'm wondering, for some people, is that getting in the way of who they are as a person?
I like where you're going with this. Keep going, keep going.
Do I spend, you know, the question I ask myself is, do I spend too much time thinking about what I could be doing versus acting on what that dream is, on what that goal is? When Jody came home from her first Women's Business Social, there were 12 women who you'd gathered on a rainy February night. I don't know if I had seen you that engaged in years. And you weren't being paid for it. You weren't collecting a donation for it. You were doing something that was so you know, from the time you were a kid, your mom told me, you've always gathered people together for a party.
I love it. Now, let me ask you, in your power, you know, couple relationship, what is obviously you can hear where Jason's at. I mean, very passionate. How about you, Jody? What do you find that you do better and what does he do better? Silence.
what do I do better?
Well,
you know, I love building the relationships and reaching out.
So you open the doors. Do you open the doors? Or do you both open the doors?
We both open a lot of doors. And, you know, we invite each other in to the other side. So that's really been fun. And I've gotten to speak at some of Jason's clients that a lot of times they have women's initiatives and forums. And I get to go and I speak at those. I love that. And we went to a women's conference in Paris, and Jason's like, yeah, I want to go to that. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I was on stage, and then Jason just went around and found the most senior women in the room. That's a gift of his, and it's also really good to know what the other person's good at and let them do more of it. You know, that's one thing I think in our marriage and our business we've been good at is encouraging what's natural, what is the natural behavior. And, you know, Jason found the head of an investment bank, you know, and very senior woman, and on stage, one of the keynote speakers, and he just went straight up to her, gave her a copy of the book, and said, you know, I would love to have 15 minutes of coffee with you the next time I'm in New York. And, you know, that turned into a relationship, like a mentor type relationship. And that's how we build our businesses, is just by letting ourselves be ourselves and do more of what just comes so natural.
I think one of the things that I love doing that I'm really good at, I'm not going to say better than you at, but one of the things I'm really good at is asking for the big things. And so I saw this woman on stage in Paris. She had flown over. She flew over to Paris for that 15-minute speech and then got back on a plane and flew back to New York. I mean, that's the level that she was at. And when we started emailing back and forth, it started with an email to her assistant asking for 15 minutes. And Kim, in the book, Your Best Just Got Better, I go through a formal mentor request program. And when I ask someone for a formal mentor relationship, it's 5 meetings, 15 minutes each within a year. And so you can kind of get the sense of I'm going for some pretty big minds.
Wow, 15 minutes.
And what I do is I spend the first 60 to 75 seconds asking the question. And then if I can get 13 to 13 and a half minutes of them talking, I've won. And with this woman, Irene, we've had 3 meetings. We're at about 10 months into this mentoring relationship. We meet for coffee in New York when I'm there. And by the second one, I had this down. So when I saw her, I waved at the waiter. And there came her dry toast and her black coffee. I didn't want to waste any more time. And I pitch a question. And then I listen. And, well, chapter 6 in my book came from one of those 15-minute meetings with her.
Wow. So 15 minutes, that just seems like not very much time, but yet at the same time, you can have so much. So what is one of the pieces of advice that you can share that you've learned the hard way?
Something that Jason mentioned is for asking for the big things. And I see this especially in a lot of the women that I work with is we're taught to be polite and modest and, you know, be reasonable and all of these things that make for nice little girls, but it does not make for, you know, an ambitious business owner. And that's what I want. And So
are you saying almost like the nice guy finishes last sometimes,
yeah.
right?
You
have to be really focused on what you need for your success. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
I mean, specific examples always work so well.
Yes,
so
please.
Jody and I, our business depends on you and I showing up in the world like 6 a.m. on a radio show on a Saturday.
Thank you. This is what we do. There you go. I love it.
And so when people say, you know, how do you do it or how do you do it all or all of those things, but I think it's important. Jody has a story that I'm going to tell because sometimes she'll miss some of the details. When you were a kid, I heard this story. When you were a kid, you went through your cereal boxes. This is when we were kids. Remember in cereal boxes, they had the prizes and the stickers and the toys way back when before choking hazards, I guess. Jody went through the boxes of cereal, and over a month or two, you started collecting the toys. You went door to door selling the toys from your cereal boxes. Entrepreneur at heart. I mean, she's making bank.
Sounds like Sean.
It does sound like our youngest son. He got free maps at one of our racetracks, and he went around and sold them. He can make money off of doing anything. You're absolutely right.
Now, the end of this story is, and I'm seeing her little tear up here, is not quite so positive because you got negative feedback from someone very influential.
My mom made me go back to all my neighbors and give them back the money because she didn't think that was right for me to sell something
that you got for free.
That I got for free.
Yeah. How did that impact your life?
Oh, I think those are really big lessons that I held on to that one for way too long, and I'm still learning how to undo that mental self-talk of, you know, you shouldn't ask for things, you shouldn't talk about money, you shouldn't take money, you know, because that just gets embedded and, you know, little kids' minds make rules about those types of things. So for me, you know, learning how to talk about my services and what my rates are, you know, I really would rather do almost anything other than that.
Because you struggle with that. Yeah, because of that mental message. I think we all have those mental messages that we were given. And so, Jason, is that something that you really work through?
You know, for me, it's a game. I mean, as business owners, especially in the service industry, and you two owning a construction firm, you can go around and price check and you can identify what your competition is charging for the kinds of jobs that you or they are getting. For Jody and I mean, I'm a public speaker, I'm an executive coach, and I'm an author. Those things really don't have going rates other than what I can say without busting out in laughter.
That's one thing we talk about is, and I've seen Jason do this, is practicing in the mirror, saying your numbers, saying your pitch, and looking at yourself and
owning it
and practicing before you're in front of an actual customer.
So yeah, literally, when it's time for us to raise our rates, it takes generally about a month or two. And what I'll do is I'll put on a mirror. I'll use one of those Expo whiteboard pens, you know, the pens that you can write with and then erase off the whiteboard. Well, they work on a mirror in a bathroom. And I'll write my new rates. And then I'll have a conversation as if a client is calling me. And I'll keep upping the rate until I giggle. You know, I'm just being totally transparent here. And the giggle is, I'm not comfortable with that yet. And what do I need to do inside to make myself comfortable with that?
I love this. I love where we're going because really, I'm a hair therapist also. Okay, I've got huge clientele. I feel very blessed, you know, along with my radio show and our construction company. And you're right. You have to own it. In order for other people to believe in you, you have to own it. And there's days you wake up sometimes not owning it, you know, and it's like, how do you dust yourself off and keep going on, you know? And I think it's really important to do that.
Yeah.
So I do want to remind all my listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is so great. And thank you so much. I love when people are really authentic because that's what helps us. You know what I mean? There's people that never tell you their, you know, their ups or their downs. But when you can be really authentic, that's what it's all about. You know, Jason, tell us a little bit about your video here.
So over the years, we've collected, and the way that I like to say it to myself is I look for where people are complaining. I'll go find information that might help them, and then we package it. So we have a DVD in the studio today. We have a DVD, and that's a 60-minute program. It'll give you 15 different things you could do to get more time out of your day. That's a common complaint that we get, Kim. I'll be talking with someone on the phone, and they'll say, Jason, I need help with time management.
They have 4 kids. They know.
Yeah.
They know that there's not enough time for everything.
You know what's interesting is I was on the PTA. I was room mom, all that stuff, and people are like, okay, something's wrong with her. You know, how could she do all this and have a salon? I mean, I had a salon. We did all that. But you want something done, give it to a busy person, right? I mean, that is it. But now it's funny because I still do a lot of things. I don't have my salon. I wonder, how did I ever stick that in there? So,
and that's neat because as I look across the table, you know, there's the CD, there's the DVD, there's my book, the underlying current. And I think this is where things are different right now is never before have I had to make so many choices about what I could be doing that's off purpose. I think before, pretty much anything that I was doing was in alignment. It was on track with who I was and how I was. Now I'm being thrown these opportunities, and Jody and I, we have to filter everything that comes in, saying, is this with our core purpose of why we have a company, why we have a relationship, why we have a home? And those are bigger questions. So the products that we've got as giveaways today all help with that, from the time management side to the purpose management side.
Wow, this sounds great. Let's give away one of your videos right now. And 650-1590, the name of it is Making Things Possible, 15 Tips for Time Management. And that is, you know, thank you to Jody and Jason Womack. And we'll take caller number 7 at 650-1590 right now. Continue talking. What are some tips that we can really get our lives kind of really visual so we can be on the right track?
I think this goes for whether people are in business together as couples or are living together as couples, or if you want to be a couple. But we have a couple of rules, and one of them is no double freakouts. So I'm going to have Jody talk about that one.
When you run your own show, there's a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of pressure. And
really?
Right? I'm not saying anything new. And we find that you mentioned before about being authentic, being real. That's really important in a personal relationship as well as a business relationship. And so sometimes one of us will be in overwhelm or have, you know, like the freak out moment, right? And we have found that that's okay as long as one person's willing to stay grounded and find the common theme that we're going to be okay. We're going to make it through, and here's the plan, you know? And so it allows for that flexibility and really genuine, authentic expression.
So have you ever been up on stage? Because that stage fright is, and public speaking has got to be the number one thing next to death, right? Is what I've
heard.
That's
what they say.
I know.
I don't
I'm telling
it.
You. Really? Because have you ever been on stage and you just freaked out? God. Has that ever happened to either one of you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about Italy there, Jody. I was a high school teacher, Kim. I taught at Santa Barbara High School, LaCumber Junior High School, and then I spent 4 years teaching at Nordoff High School up in Ojai.
And that made him fearless.
And looking out over a sea of 15 and 16-year-olds going through what they're going through, and I've got a couple of really significant moments that I can remember in that career where I got schooled by my kids. What I know, looking out at an audience of 30 people, 300 people, 3,000 people, the one thing I know is I don't know.
I like that.
I don't know what they're dealing with. I don't know what person out there is her mom is ill, or his wife is questioning their relationship, their kids are having issues. And this compassion that comes in when I'm on stage, let me do the one thing I know the one thing that I've studied more than anybody else on the planet to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. There are people in the audience who are going to get that, and there are people in the audience who are not going to get that. I think the times when the stage fright that I've seen people experience is, quite honestly, when they're questioning whether or not what they're saying is grounded.
Mm, I like that. I like that. You know, I really want to see if we could give some of your great tips to my listeners. And it sounds like you've got a whole book, a whole CD, a whole... What are some of the best ground... Where do they start?
Well, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, I got an email on our way down this morning. So it was 8:00 in the morning in New York, and someone's already up on a Saturday morning reading my book. And she was saying, you know, Jason, chapter 6. And chapter 6 of my book is about tracking. And I think the first place I would start, and I'm assuming that the people listening, you know, if you're starting a business, growing a business, if you're thinking about a business, by tracking what you're already doing. For example, where does your attention go in a day? I mean, just for a 12-hour period, do keep a piece of paper nearby and let yourself write down the random thoughts you have about what comes in as it comes in. Not to do this for the rest of your life and not to become a list maker, but would you give yourself the gift of your own attention and let yourself see where your mind goes? Most people are literally blown away by where their mind goes in a 12-hour period. In doing that, then I can start to do some old Benjamin Franklin stuff, right? What are the things that I'm thinking about that have nothing to do with positive engaging? What are the things that I'm thinking about that I want to be thinking about more? At the end of the day, what are the things that I'm talking about versus what are the things that I'm complaining about? I think a lot of the time, Kim, people are trying to change things on some pretense that there will be any different than here. I got to really understand where here is to decide whether or not I want to move out of that.
Wow, that says a lot.
So my brain all day long is all over the place. I got zillions of thoughts going through my brain. So filter them out. How do I do that?
And I think the first part of it is I want to get from zillions to an actual number. I remember I was working with a client in Philadelphia. She was the head of a neonatal unit at the Children's Hospital. Manages surgeons who work on babies before babies are born. Didn't know that job existed. At any rate, we sat down and she gave me 2 days. So the first part of the first day, I went to the copy machine and I grabbed a ream of paper, so 500 pages. I opened up the ream, I put it in front of her, and I gave her a pen and I said, write down one thing on your mind. And she wrote it down on the piece of paper. I took the paper, I put it off to the side. I said, write down another thing on your mind. She wrote it down, she put it off to the side. 6 hours later, we had gone through 500 pages. She looked up at me and she said, well, I think that's it. And I also now know why I've been stressed out. Now, what she had written down, Lou, was so random. It was, you know, she needed to do a conference at the hospital for surgeons and she needed to get her kid into summer camp. She needed to paint the room in the house and she needed to get the tires rotated on her car.
Oh, that's so my life.
Of a sudden, then we could start to, and we spent the next day and a half, we worked till about 8 p.m. both days, and we did a separation. What are the projects that you're working on for work? And let's do some kind of a ranking system. What are the activities that you need to do on weekends? And, you know, she had a lot of them. So we said, look, instead of thinking you should be doing all of these every weekend, let's take a look. I mean, we went through seasons. You know, which are the better things in living in Ojai for Jody and I? There are better things to be doing in the fall than in the summer.
So is it organizing? I mean, you really just sound like you're really organizing.
And customizing to the person. So you're saying, you know, you have a lot in your head and that sort of thing. That's great. Until you're just thinking the same things over and over and it becomes your reminder system and you're not allowed to think of new thoughts because your mind is so full of thinking of all the things that it's already thought of. You know, so if you can build a system, whether that's paper or technology or whatever those things are, so that you can think of the new thoughts. Because I think that's what makes great business owners and the ADD and the hyperactive and the working 24 hours. It's not working if it's fun and intriguing and a mental, you know, exercise of what else could this be? And you know what else this, you know, I have a new idea. I have a new product.
Have a new idea. My husband says that I'm always recreating. Yeah. And that's probably my creative side. But it's like, and reorganizing. And I think all that takes so much time out of what you're already doing, right?
One of the things that we've done is we've listed, we talked about what we get paid for. So, I mean, you mentioned in the introduction, right? What do we have here? How we have fun, how we make a difference, and how we pay our mortgage. And in the America I live in, a measurement we can do is, I call it the ATM test.
Oh, that's a good one.
So when I'm working with someone on the front side of their career, one of their tickets into coaching with me is they have to stop at the ATM and take out $20 and bring me the receipt. Because I want to know if they took out $20, what percentage of that was of what's left. And I can't argue with that black and white, right? It said at 8:15, you took out $20 and you have this much left. Let's now chat about that. What we do is, and I do this with clients all the time, is we sit down and we understand what are the, boy, it's early on a Saturday morning. Here we go. What are the verbs you get paid to perform? Once I understood that I get paid to do three things, Kim, I get paid to consume, create, and present. If I'm not consuming, creating, or presenting, I'm not making money, which is fine. Which is fine. Jody and I, we can go for a walk and not consume, create, or present. We just need to know that that hour, 2 hours, 3 days, we take a month off a year. When I take a month off per year, I'm not creating, consuming, or presenting. So there's a 30-day window where I'm not earning.
Wow.
Once I realize that my verbs, create, consume, present, or what I get paid for, then I just take a look and I ask, what do I want to consume? What do I want to create? What do I want to present? The point of this is this one, Kim. If I can go through a day and get out of the zillions of thoughts to a new thought for which I can get paid, that was a good day.
I love it.
Awesome.
Let's... We got to have you back because this is like, you got me like, so excited about that next thing. We have Carrie Moore on the line, and she is a spiritual medium, and she's going to join us right now. She's got an event coming up in Moore Park, and I'd love to find out a little bit more about her. Carrie, are you there?
Hi there, Kim. Good morning. I'm here.
Good. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about your spiritual medium, how you do it, what your gift is.
Well, my gift is basically just connecting people here in the physical world with spirits or souls in a higher dimensional realm, where I like to think of it as heaven.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And so when did this come about?
The first time I recalled ever having an experience was at the age of approximately 3.
Wow. Okay. And so what did you, I mean, how did you realize that was happening?
Honestly, at the time, I thought, I didn't realize that I was having an unusual experience. I thought everybody experienced what I was experiencing. I was a child. And when you're a child, you think everybody has the same experiences that you have. So I didn't really become aware that that was an experience until I was in my adult life.
Wow. And so share with us some of the things that can help us with your gift.
Well, it's amazing. The opportunity this has given me has made such a difference in people's lives. It has healed people. It has connected them with their families here in the physical world on different levels that they didn't ever know that they could do. It lets them know that their loved ones are okay and that they're there with them and they can call on them and have them actually interject and be involved in their lives if they just tune into that. And it's an amazing thing that we can all do. And we just... I think we've just shut it down and not allowed ourselves to really use our sixth sense. We've just really depended on our five senses so much in this life to navigate and to work our way through all of our experiences that it's really too bad, because I know now that that sixth sense is where your real truth is, and that's where all the your answers really lie. You just allow it and trust it.
Well, Carrie, I'm going to have you back on because I really want you in the studio to be able to really kind of go through some callers and stuff. But I know you have something coming up this next Tuesday. Where do people go and find out about that? If they are looking to connect with somebody that passed away a loved one. You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I do have a website. It's CharityMore.com. It's www.CharityMore.com. On there, I have everything, all the different tabs where you can find out pretty much anything you need to know. My contact information, testimonials, how to order a session, the different types of sessions that I offer, my events and stories, blog, which is really interesting, and a little bit about me.
Perfect, perfect. And I know today we wanted to give away a 30-minute spirit connection via a person at home, Skype, or FaceTime, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's open up our phone lines right now to 650-1590, and we'll take caller number 4 at 650-1590. That will be with Carrie Moore, Spiritual Medium. I'm really excited to learn more about you, and I really want to have the opportunity to bring you in the studio and so that you can really share so much with my listeners out there. I've actually had that experience before. I lost a baby, and I got to connect with her again. So,
oh my gosh, you just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, and so I totally believe that is something that is out there, and I'm really excited to share you with everybody. So thank you so much, Carrie. Carrie Moore, Spiritual Medium. Again, her website is www.carriemoore.com, and that's K-A-R-R-K-A-R-E-E Moore, M-O-O-R-E.com. Carrie, we're going to have you back, and I'm so excited to meet you on Tuesday.
Okay, and everybody can please still join me at my event this Tuesday evening. There's still seats available, so I'm welcoming everyone that wants to come.
You got it. Okay, very good. Give out the phone number really quick.
805-428-4741.
You got it. Thank you so much, Carrie. I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Kim. You have a great
day. You too. Thank you so much. All right. You got it. And thank you for all my calls. I you know, that's how I always see if it's something that's really interesting and I want to bring them back and my listeners like it. That's what it's all about. So, and if there's something that I'm not talking about in here and you want to learn more about it, or you have something happening in the 805, a story or an event that's coming up, give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are joining us. We were kind of in this rare moment, and I wanted to bring Carrie on, but Jason, you got me all excited. I mean, really, it's like there's nothing better when, you know, when like myself, Lou and I are working on something and we're in that moment and we're on fire. That's like the best, you know, where we feel like, you know, you've achieved something and you're it's just, it's so exciting. And I kind of get that feeling. I would love to brainstorm with both of you sometime. You know, I mean, that to me is, it's like better than, I don't know, drinking. You know, it's just that, it's that alive feeling in your brain.
There's a question that we forwarded. I know we're running close on time.
Yeah.
And one of the questions you asked, or I think we all came up with together, is what have you learned the hard way about life, about engagement, about that process? And one of the things that I want to talk about just briefly is one of the things that I know I've learned the hard way, but now that I know it, oh my goodness, are things amazing. For those of you who run businesses or run a life with a partner, with a colleague, with a friend, what is it that through the day, when they do, their eyes light up, their shoulders back up, they stand tall, they're in their power, right? Again, that definition of power is the ability to do or the ability to act. When I started recognizing the times that Jody was in that space and I fed that, magic happened. And I don't know if it was so much on purpose that we both start doing that. We have another rule that I forgot to write down earlier. But Jody and I both speak, and oftentimes we'll go to the other's presentation just to be there and cheerlead away.
Support.
And we came up with this a long time ago, but for the first 24 hours after Jody comes off the stage, only positive feedback.
Oh, I like that.
I tell her how awesome she is, how beautiful her shoes were, about how people laughed at that one joke, about how people were serious when she needed to be serious. And then after a day, then I'll come in and I'll drop an idea.
Well, we'll set up a time. It's like, okay, now is for the other feedback, right?
Oh, okay.
But that's part of that learning to love speaking, and I didn't always learn. I didn't always love it, and it was something I learned to do when I found I had something I really wanted to share with people. But
yeah, it is. It's hard to critique. You know, Lou, when my husband is an amazing, he can time management, he can think ahead, he puts everything into perspective. I'm like writing a list and putting my priorities. I have to write it all down. And even all my kids are like, Mommy, I have lists everywhere. You know, now I realize, okay, you're right. I got to only have one list. Okay. But when he's in that moment of designing and building, I could see he's like so excited. What is it that you see when I'm really excited about life and work?
When you get that glow. Okay, you get that glow in your face, and you can see your mind spinning, okay, like the radio show. Okay, that's something you love to do. When you're, you know, inventing a new game and you're doing all the other stuff that you do, you see it in your face, and you can tell that you really, really, really love what you're doing. It's like when you're cutting somebody's hair.
Okay? There you go.
When you're in the backyard helping me pull weeds, you're not so happy, so, you know.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I do love my garden now, I have to tell you. But you're right. Those are things that you really – I love that connection. And I think that's what makes a powered couple.
Yeah.
When you can lift each other from and at the same time be critical in a positive way. And I think that's what you
guys are
talking.
That's the hard part, though, in a positive way.
Yeah.
And making room. It's like, I want to know what will make me better. That's part of – you know, being able to trust somebody is like, I trust that Jason will tell me what really worked. And then after the glow, after a day of just remembering that how much I love that experience, now it's like, how do I make it better so that the next time it's even better than this time?
So you guys are, you're adding to your gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the book title, Your Best Just Got Better. There's no, we're never done.
Never.
You know, there's always another chance. You'll get another opportunity to do it again. How do you make it better, more fun, more joyful, more profitable? I mean, there's all these opportunities to look at each situation and up-level it.
How do people find out how to work with you?
NoMoreNylons.com.
That's Jason.
YourBestJustGotBetter.com.
Okay. I mean, wow, your house must be really powerful, I have to tell you. I mean, I think Lou and I are really positive people, and I love our energy. People come in and they're like, oh my God, you just redid your whole house. Like, when was this? 3 days ago? We're up all night, you know, working on projects, and we're always, you know, we are movers. We don't leave any time or anything. And we've got literally four kids. We've given our passion to all four of our children, and they all are so different. And I love that that's what you guys have done as a couple. Leave us with a couple really great tips that my listeners can really go with.
If you ever say to yourself or out loud, someone should do something about that, that's a nice indicator that the someone is you.
Ooh.
I remember the winter that Jody started going to local business networking events in the Ojai City in Ventura County. And over again, over a period of 4 or 5 months, she'd come back and say, someone should put together a group of business owners who actually want to succeed. Now, this was in 2008, 2009, when the economy was falling out and tourism dried up and all the things that we had to face at that time. But Jody, when you said someone should do something about that, it wasn't too long before you raised that flag, you created the Women's Business Social, you just celebrated your more than 60 women's socials, one a month for more than 4 years, and you were the someone.
So I have to say, okay, that's me, Jody,
that's
too.
Kim.
I know. I'm always like, okay, I got to invent something. I started a women's support group. I have 100+ women. Until our wedding is over, we put it off for a couple months, and I have women calling me, when are we getting back together? I would love to cohabitate, you know, something, because you know what? I really believe that many hands make little work, and you put all these really powerful people together and it just gets bigger. I'm so excited to share my show with you guys and have you on. And I love what you guys do. I love your inspiration.
The energy.
I know.
I feel it in here.
Yeah, I want to have you guys back. This was so much fun. I knew when I met you. You know, there's people in your life that you meet and they have different sparks. And I'm so glad that our spark got together. And Jason, I've only Facebooked and seen some of your stuff, and God, wow. You guys are an amazing team.
Hear it quite often, Kim. People go, you really do what you say you do.
And that's so important. Walk the walk you talk, and also go out there and live your dreams. You can do it. Be your best. And you know, like you just said, if it's something you're thinking about, go do it. Don't put it off on somebody else. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Lou, thank you again for waking up with me here.
No problem, honey.
And Tom Spence and Jason.
It's my favorite thing to do on a Saturday morning.
There you go.
Good
thank
man.
Thank you so much. And remember, if you are interested in going to Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium, be great. It's Tuesday night. Give me a call at 805-419-0008 if you want any information about anybody that's been on my show. And, of course, I always end my show with something positive to lift your life. The answers to life questions lie inside all of you, and all you need to do is look, listen, and take action. With that, remember, it's a good day to have a great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you next week, and remember to listen to my show at 2:00. We'll be talking with Kathy Lipp about her book, The Me Project, and Stop Putting Our Dreams Off Till Tomorrow and Live Today, and also Brenda Clevenger, Midlife Mona Lisa, and how she teaches women how to live their grooviest life after 50. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.